Tonight, as we continue to study the various names of God, we want to undertake the study of the name Jehovah Roi. And that name is found for us in Psalm 23, really there in verse 1. When we read these wonderful words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Tonight we want to consider that thought and truth together. It's been said that this name of God is one that is a tender name of an intimate touch. When we consider the truth that the Lord is my shepherd, it's a tender name with an intimate touch. In the last several weeks, we have seen the Lord in all of His might and in all of His majesty. We have witnessed His holiness and we have seen Him in His righteousness. But tonight we want to see Him in His tender care. I want to take a few moments and just remind you again of these names that we have considered. And I wonder if we went through it, if you could fill those blanks in without us actually telling you what they were. It's a good reminder of all the things that we have considered and discussed. As Elohim, we understand that God has been revealed to us as the Creator, as the Sovereign of all the universe. He is God. What a wonderful name and word that is. As Jehovah, we know Him to be the eternal, self-existent One who keeps covenant with His people. What a wonderful truth that our God is a God who is able to keep covenant with His people. And He fulfills His every promise as He has revealed Himself to us. As El Shaddai, we know Him as the all-sufficient God, the One who satisfies every longing of our souls. As Jehovah Jireh, we find the Lord as the One who redeems man from sin. What a wonderful truth that He provided a sacrificial lamb through the Lord Jesus Christ to offer to us redemption. As Jehovah Rapha, He is revealed to the One who heals us from our sicknesses and our sorrows. He is a God who is able to heal. As Jehovah Nissi, He is the banner to which we can look to find hope for every victory. His banner over us is love. We can look to Him, and our eyes are to be ever fixed and focused upon Him. As we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, there really is hope for victory, for He has given us and granted us that victory. As Jehovah Mekadesh, we see Him in the glory of His holiness. We find that we must then seek His sanctifying grace. He is a holy God who wants to sanctify His people. As Jehovah Shalom, we find in Him our peace. And as we considered last week, as Jehovah Tsidkenu, He is revealed as the righteous One who deals with man according to His righteousness. Our God always does right. I'm always thankful for that. We don't always do right, but our God does right. He is righteous, and He deals with us according to His righteousness. Tonight, as we consider the name Jehovah Roi, we find Him as the One who is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. We want to understand that a little bit more tonight. Psalm 23 is a very familiar psalm, one that we know well. Probably we could go around the room tonight and together close our Bibles and pretty much quote through the 23rd psalm together. It's one that we have committed to our memories, one that we love. There's so much for us to see and consider as we learn about the Lord who is our shepherd. But let's bow down and ask the Lord's blessing upon our time together. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful tonight to be able to come and continue to study the names of our God. And Lord, to consider the truth tonight that You are our shepherd. And Lord, there is a tenderness and an intimate touch of such a name. Lord, that you would care for us in such a wonderful way. We've sang much tonight about the love of our God. And oh, that we would truly learn more and more of him and know much about you and your love. And Lord, that we would then express that and share that love with others who need him as their shepherd, for they are sheep who are lost and bound to an eternal destruction. But Lord, there is one who cares very much for them, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I pray that you would help us to understand that wonderful love, that wonderful relationship that we have with the Lord, our shepherd. We thank you and praise you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, as we begin to look at this name, Jehovah Roi, we want to begin by considering the imagery of that name or that title, that part there, Roi. The word Roi is a word that means to feed or to lead the pasture. It's a term of tenderness, it's a term of care. And the imagery is used often in the scripture to speak of a shepherd who cares for the sheep. A shepherd is one who will take care of those that are under his trust, those animals that need him to lead them to those green pastures. The shepherd will take them beside the still waters, as David is going to say in the psalm. And David was very familiar with the imagery of this word and the understanding of it, he himself being a shepherd. But David understood that the Lord was his shepherd, that the Lord would lead us to green pastures, that the Lord would lead us to still waters to nourish us and to protect us from the predators. So as you consider that title, the Lord is my shepherd, allow it to become real in the sense of its image. We have understood and we consider the thought of a shepherd with a sheep. A shepherd will take its sheep to its pasture. A shepherd will take the sheep to the waters. And while the shepherd is out, there's a need for them to have some rest. And he will take them to a place that he is able to, in essence, pen them in, that they're going to sleep under the stars that night. He is going to put them in a place where there's only an opening, and he himself will lay in the opening. He becomes the door, the gate. And so that he stands as a means of protection. By the way, what a wonderful image then when you consider the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the door. He is the one who stands there and allows no entrance of those who would harm and to hurt us. The Lord is our shepherd. He takes us to pasture. He feeds. He nourishes us. What wonderful tender care. He offers to us protection. This phrase, that word, Roi, also has several other images within the scripture. In 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 2, it speaks of a political leader and his people. The reference there is to David, that he would be a shepherd to the people of Israel, that he would feed them and lead them in the ways of righteousness. And so as David, who was king, he was to be the shepherd of God's people as a political leader. In Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15, there's the imagery of the priest with his congregation. To the priest and the prophet, they were to shepherd the people of God. They were to feed the people of God. They were to give to them the truth that would nourish their hearts. In Exodus 33 verse 11, there's the picture of a friend with their associates. By the way, Exodus 33 and 11 is a wonderful passage of scripture. There it says this of Moses, that he speaks with God as a friend speaks face to face. Moses was one that had that close and intimate relationship, and that same word is used there. He was a friend who would speak face to face. There is one that would associate with him. There is one who would enter into an intimacy of relationship. And that term is what is used now here in Psalm 23. The Lord is my Rohi. He is my shepherd. He is that one who cares for me, who feeds and nourishes me, who leads me by the still waters. He is the one who protects. And those truths are going to come out in the song. And David would boldly proclaim, "The Lord is my shepherd." What a truth. What an imagery. When you and I consider God, we can understand, yes, He is a God of holiness, and He is a God of righteousness. He is a God of omnipotence, but He is a God who is intimately involved in our life. He is our shepherd. What a blessing. I want you now to see that intimacy of that term, that roe there. Psalm 23 shows the tremendous tenderness of the shepherd. And it allows us to see the intrinsic intimacy of that relationship between the great and mighty Jehovah, whom we should fear, and those who know Him by name. Again, as you study through the Old Testament, as you see these names of God, as we discussed Sunday night under the study of Isaiah and under the truth of His holiness, the one concept that came out in the Old Testament to those in Israel was God is holy and He is to be feared. David said, "I understand all that. And Jehovah is my shepherd." And he helps us to see the intimacy of that relationship. We know Him by name. Elohim has declared that He is Jehovah, and He's our shepherd. What's David say about the wonderful works of our loving shepherd? Look at verse 2. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." The loving shepherd in the intimacy of relationship, first of all, provides me with peace. He provides me with peace. He makes me to lie down in green pasture, and He leads me beside the still waters. There are two main thoughts in this verse that refer to peace. The first is that He makes me to lie down. He's provided me with peace that allows me to rest quietly. That's an interesting thought. When someone's a little skittish or a little bit intimidated or fearful, what's another term that we use for them? Little sheepish. Sheep by nature are timid animals. They're not prone to resting quietly. They get afraid. You ever see the fainting sheep? The fainting goats that they have down in Lake Tennessee. It's an interesting thing. Literally happens. You go up and that thing gets a fright and it literally locks up completely. Every muscle just tenses and the thing just falls over. Sometimes we're a little sheepish. We become afraid. Jehovah God is the one who is able to make me to lie down. He allows me to rest quietly. When He is nearby, we're able to rest in the midst of a turbulent world. Brings to mind the image of the Savior who was able to go down into the ship and there to go to sleep in the midst of a storm. He was at peace. You know, the God says that God will provide for you and I a peace. Jehovah my shepherd, Jehovah Rohi, He provides for me peace that I can lie down in green pastures. He also provides us with refreshment by the still waters. You know, the world is overrun with drought, desiring something that will satisfy. The good shepherd creates pools of still water from which we can drink. They tell me, I don't know much about sheep, but they tell me that sheep will not drink at a running brook and running water. They're too afraid of it. And the shepherd will create a still pool for them that they might drink. He provides that peace and refreshment for those in His care. When I consider that imagery, and I consider my life and the life of a believer, I see the Lord providing for His own peace. In the midst of a turbulent world, in a world filled with drought and looking for something to satisfy, when we come to Christ, we come to God, we find peace. He is our shepherd. Second, the work of the loving shepherd, verse 3 says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He prepares me a way. The shepherd not only provides me with peace, but He prepares me a way. We are called upon in this world to walk worthy of the Lord and to walk according to faith. Yet we know that the way is often not easy. But the good shepherd prepares for us a way. How does He do that? First of all, He restores me when I stray. He restores me when I stray. You know, we're all like sheep. We've all gone astray. We all at times seek our own way. We are prone to wander, as the song says. How precious then it is, this thought, that our loving shepherd seeks us when we go astray, and He restores. I love the wonderful story there in the Gospels of the shepherd who counted his sheep and found 99 of his 100. He left his 99 behind in their proper care and in the fold, and he went out searching for the one who was lost. You know, the Lord, as our shepherd, seeks to restore those who go astray. He cares for us and He restores my soul. But He also then leads me in the right paths. Lord, as my shepherd, prepares the way and He leads me in the right paths. We may stumble and we may fall, but if we come back to Him, He will lead us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake once again. And folks, He does that through His Word. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It is for the path of instruction in the ways of righteousness. God, through His Word, will lead us in the right ways. Our good shepherd prepares for us the way. He is intimately involved in our lives. Number three, I want you to see that as the good shepherd, verse 4 tells me that He promotes me with joy. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Perhaps there is no more tender thought than what we find in verse 4. When I read those verses, my heart just rejoices in the goodness of our God as our shepherd. In the presence of Him, Jehovah Roi, we have no need to fear. No need to fear. No need to be afraid. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. What blessed words. What words of comfort. The good shepherd, Jehovah Roi, is one who sustains me with courage. I need not fear. He gives to me the courage to go through the valley of the shadow of death. No matter the darkness around us, no matter the turbulence of the world that is going on all around us, no matter the difficulties that we face, if I am walking with the Savior, He who is my shepherd, I have nothing to fear. The imagery there is of a very difficult and dark valley. That is not a place the sheep want to walk. They're afraid of the predators all around them. They're afraid they would die there. But with the shepherd, they're okay. Because he leads them through. He gives them courage to follow. They know his voice and they follow him. He also sustains them with comfort. And our God gives us comfort. There is never need to fear. There is always a reason for us to joy and be filled with praise. His rod and his staff are there with him. He protects. And he guides us. And he pulls us back into where we must go. He promotes with joy. Verse 5 and 6, remind us then that he procures for me a blessing. He procures for me a blessing. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why? Because he is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Roi. He procures for me a blessing. As David finishes his thoughts about the Good Shepherd, he reminds us that you and I have been blessed truly beyond measure. Notice what he says, verse 5 and 6. Number one, he supplies for our every need. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Picture the imagery. I want you to picture a banquet table in the midst of the war zone. The enemy is all about you. And the shepherd says, come, sit, and dine. You need rest. You need to be nourished. You need to be cared for. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil. Part of the custom of that day as one would come to the home to give that refreshment to them. Be a blessing unto them. My cup runneth over. A bountiful supply. There's something wonderful about such blessing. His provisions are bountiful. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches. But secondly, finally, I want you to see, he sends to us goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you not say to that, amen? All of that is possible because David said, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I think I've shared this before, but an evangelist was in, and he was wanting to see if any of the children could quote Psalm 23. One little girl in the front pew, she raised her hand, and she said, I could do it. She was about 4 years old, and so the evangelist was really surprised that this little girl would be able to stand up and quote the entire 23rd Psalm. And he said, sweetheart, are you sure that you're able to do it? Oh, yes, I know this psalm by heart. So he was all kind of proud. He said, you come on up and you go ahead and say it. She got up and said, the Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. And she went and sat down. As the evangelist sat there and he thought about it, he said, you know what? She just completed the 23rd psalm and all that needed to be said. He is our shepherd. What else do we want? Nothing else. As our shepherd, he provides me with peace. He prepares my way. He promotes my joy. He procures me a blessing. He is my shepherd. This God whom we would fear is one who is intimately involved in our lives as we allow him to be. He wants to be our shepherd. He wants to lead us in those paths. He wants to make that banquet table for you and for me. You know what the problem is? We're all like sheep and we go astray. And we all turn our own way. Because we forget that simple, wonderful truth. Jehovah is my shepherd. What a wonderful and beautiful name of God. Jehovah Roi, the Lord, my shepherd. Let's pray. Father, we again do thank you for our time together tonight. We thank you for the study of another name of God. We thank you that as we're here tonight, we can know you not only as Elohim and Jehovah and El Shaddai, but we can call you Jehovah Roi, the Lord, our shepherd. You are intimately involved with the life of your people. You call them by name and they hear your voice and follow you. Lord, I pray that we would, as a people, have an ear that is open to hear our shepherd's call. That we would be willing to follow him everywhere that he would lead. So Lord, we come and we give you thanks again for the wonderful God in whom we serve. Wonderful blessings that are ours in him. Well, thank you, Lord, and praise you for these things in Jesus' wonderful and his precious name. Amen.